Hello, I'm Nate Mendel. Today, I'm going to talk about politics. I'm not going to talk politics. I'm going to talk about politics. Huge difference. Politics. We've all heard it before. We've all seen it before. We've all been affected by it one way or another. It's at the root of our society's every move. It shapes continents, destroys lives, builds bridges, shatters families, dictates the future, and impacts our health, well-being, and livelihood. Politics is as unavoidable as taking a dump. You often try to avoid it as long as you can, but with steady and consistent creeping, it ultimately gets its way. This is politics. But the politics that shape our lives are not the politics that we listen to on TV. TV and media politics is what I call entertainment politics. Entertainment politics is the absolute biggest and most popular sport in the world. But before you get all your defenses perked up, allow me to verbalize the distinction a bit more. Actual politics, meaning the work that politicians do, is not what I'm calling entertainment politics. Real-life issues that have serious implications like abortion, security, taxes, etc., are important topics that need to be talked about and deliberated upon by the inhabitants of planet Earth, should we desire to converge and live in relative peace with one another, and have high-functioning societies. However, there is a fine line between the issue, the topic, and the noise/entertainment that surrounds the topic. That endless noise, that mind-numbing, ear-bleeding, toddler-tearing, political-crying, vomit-inducing, circular repetition of sewage that surrounds politics, that is what I am calling entertainment politics. And I want you to understand this term and distinction clearly so that you too can benefit from knowing the difference between them. By coming to learn about the difference between politics and entertainment politics, you may very well save yourself from endless and utterly annoying superfluous conversations, or better yet, arguments, because we all know that civil conversations are far and few in between. So let's fucking do this. I'm pumped. Just a few short weeks ago, I recorded with my sister Ganeshi and my good friend Hershey. In that episode, I had mentioned that I had recorded two episodes that were slightly politically inclined. At the time of me sharing that, however, I did not post those two episodes yet. I explained in that episode my hesitation, and I mentioned that if they don't get posted, you will have known the decision that I made. Factually, right now, you've yet to see even one episode that I recorded that is politically based. And I want to make a statement, and that is that I will try my hardest to continue to avoid political topics moving forward. I know it's a bit premature to put something like this out there, but I'm doing so consciously. Sometimes it's good to make a thing out of something as it feeds more energy and potential life into it. It's okay to declare loudly and proudly that you'll try to refrain from something negative, especially something as negative as entertainment politics. After recording those two political episodes and then sitting with GNH and then deliberating on it, I had conversations with my co-host, Ari, and then just slept on the notion some more. It gave me the clarity and the resilience that my decision to stay away from entertainment politics for so long was a sound decision, and that I should continue to follow in that path. And so, this is what I'm setting out to do. Of course, we don't know where life leads us, so I cannot promise to avoid it at all costs and in all circumstances, but as a general rule, you won't be seeing episodes on humble brag that are political by nature. I will attempt to hold on to my principles and values without falling for the very trap that I'm about to talk about today. It's such an alluring trap that even if you know about it and understand how it works, you will not be absolved by its potential to entrap you. Don't underestimate the addiction of entertainment politics because it is toxic beyond belief. It can literally determine the accomplishments and growth of a person's life. The difference between becoming entrenched in entertainment politics and not falling into that pit can be as stark as going out and launching your first business at 18 or sitting around and playing video games until you're 35. These are not just words meant to tickle your fancy. The ramifications of choosing one way or another, choosing to engulf your life with entertainment politics and not to do so, will have a profound effect on your psyche and overall well-being for the rest of your life. My principles regarding political conversation was always as follows. Politics should not matter to every Joe Schmo. By getting worked up over politics, you only end up hurting yourself. By investing a lot of energy into entertainment politics, you are draining and stealing what life and energy you have stored for yourself. By trying to change other people's opinions, you are frustrating yourself and getting nowhere. By engaging in never-ending circular arguments, you come to loathe yourself and the world at large. Therefore, right? Because just knowing all of this alone will not change the reality of your life. So therefore, you should not and do not engage seriously in any political conversation, period. That has been my principles regarding political conversation. And it has been that due to my ability to stick to these principles, that I've been able to avoid the toxicity of entertainment politics most of my life. That doesn't mean that I'm not exposed to it, but rather that I do not engage with it. Therefore, I'm not harmed by it. I'm actually very much exposed to it. Every WhatsApp group gets dozens of memes a day, links, and articles. Every few hours, there's another debate between friends or family. Of course I'm exposed to it, but I don't engage with it, unless I'm sharing the occasional meme to trigger someone on purpose, as any good troll would. I simply do not give a rat's fucking ass what the president tweeted today, or what he farted yesterday. It has zero bearing on my personal life, therefore I do not bestow any of my energy into it. And by the way, the reason I can troll with a healthy conscience is because I know how meaningless entertainment politics really is. So the occasional trigger meme is sometimes irresistible. To me, it's pure comedy. Seeing these memes, sharing these memes, and watching the reactions when other people read them is like listening to Dave Chappelle. Now, this does not indicate that I don't care about political issues or that I don't have an opinion on them. Not at all. I grew up in a home with 10 siblings, each one smarter than the other, believe me. We spoke politics at our Saturday meals instead of singing songs, which is what most ultra-Orthodox Jews do during the Shabbat meal. So I very much have been nurtured to have an opinion, a strong one at that. However, by staying true to my principles, I've disciplined myself to put that on the back burner and to care more about life, expression, and the pursuit of building meaningful relationships with family and friends. And I've done so through a process of refraining from entertainment politics. Entertainment politics is so toxic on so many levels, it destroys relationships, it destroys families, it destroys friendships. Finding the proper method or means to rehabilitate yourself to detox from entertainment politics will garnish a beautiful and life-changing outcome. Let me back up to the episode that I recorded for a minute. During the pandemic, being locked up in the house 24/7 and with the increase of world and country drama unfolding, entertainment politics was seeping through the cracks of my armor, my principles. I started to feel, as others could probably relate to, that I'm being sucked into politically fueled conversations. The ugly truth of this reality, however, is that it's a lose-lose, right? It's a lose-lose. If you do have an opinion, they'll fuck you up for it. If you don't, they'll fuck you up for not having one. And there's like this social pressure that you have to have an opinion, you have to share your opinion, you have to be involved. It's fucking retarded. But it's a lose-lose. Having conversations that I'm classifying as entertainment politics is bad for your health. No party ever enters the conversation thinking to themselves, I would like to learn something new today. I would like to potentially change my outlook and understand someone else's perspective, right? 999 times out of 1,000, people join these conversations with thoughts like, this person's perspective is shit, and I'm going to prove them wrong with my sound bites that I heard on YouTube. This is because most people already have a team that they're cheerleading for. And regardless of the side you are on, you will defend and promote vigorously until everyone involved in the conversation are blue in the face. No one walks away a winner. With entertainment politics, it's almost always a lose-lose, if not always. In that respect, it actually makes no sense that people engage so faithfully in the sport. This world is obsessed with negative behavior, with detrimental activities. Should I even share with you how free and liberating one feels when walking away from news and entertainment politics altogether? Hell yeah, you know? Let me go there for a minute. I swear those who have done this can attest. If you make the choice to shut off the TV and stop listening to news and entertainment politics, if you walk away from that horrible sport, your life will change. No TV, no AM radio, no Ben Shapiro podcasts, no Young Turks, none of it. If you shut it all off and never look back, you will be born again. Jesus Christ, you will be a born-again Christian. Hallelujah. No, seriously, your life will never be the same. Your stress levels will reduce. You will have freedom of thought and freedom of expression. Could you imagine actually having thoughts of your own? Thoughts that weren't influenced by Tucker Carlson or Bill Maher? Imagine that for a second. You, Johnny, Billy, Sally, Yankel, Nuta, Blimey, can you imagine having thoughts and ideas that are born in your head without the influence of agenda-driven toxic media and news anchors? I'm telling you, it'll be a new world for you. The sun will shine brighter. Your dreams will be sweeter. Your mind will think clearer. Your future will be in your grasp. The toxicity of news, media, and entertainment politics affects parts of your life that you cannot even imagine. No, you are not smarter. No, following entertainment politics has not improved your life. No, you have not changed anyone's mind. You've only hurt yourself and pissed yourself off over and over again. So what the fuck, right? Look, first, I'm not the only one talking about this. There are a handful of very influential people who've been talking about media breaks. It's so important. Only, I don't think it should be a break. I think it deserves to be a lifestyle. There's certainly no room for entertainment politics in a purely spiritual and healthy life. So you're forced to ask yourself if the investment into the sport is worth giving up your well-being for. And don't be afraid to do it either. Walk away with pride. Fuck the haters. Haters gon' hate. Fuck them all. Do what's right for you. Entertainment politics is all about fear-mongering and negativity. Being part of it destroys every ounce of positivity and life we have. If something big is happening in the world, we are going to hear about it from our peers. You don't need to be the bearer of shitty news. It's not your responsibility. Rather, you have a responsibility for self-care. You have a responsibility to take care of yourself. You don't have a responsibility to be that guy that brings that shitty news, that shares the article. If a tornado is going to hit your town, you'll know. You don't have to obsess over the Weather Channel 24 times a day or a week to know every time a drizzle's coming. If Russia's invading, trust me, you'll find out about it. It doesn't require you to be entrenched in Alex Jones videos all day. If anything of real substance is taking place in the world, you will find out about it. So stop worrying so much about the world, our country, or other countries, especially if you're not in a position to help. Start caring about you, yourself, your family, your children, your friends, your future, your fucking life. Live life. That reminds me of the iHome commercial that used to plague us 12 years ago. Live Life Loud. iHome. Made for iPod.
Perfect for dads and grads. iHome. Made for iPod. Available at Best Buy.
Isn't it amazing the programming these commercials do to our mind? Now imagine the goddamn programming of nonstop entertainment politics. I don't even think I need to say much more. If you don't understand the value of living a good, clean, clear, and stress-free life, then I can't fucking help. Go see a shrink. But if you do value life, try going media-free for a year. And if it doesn't disappoint, make it a lifestyle. Do yourself and those around you a favor. Stop your addiction while you're ahead. How many people do you know that they are the ones having those political conversations, right? Around the family or friend table, and everyone else couldn't care less, just rolls their eyes because they've seen where it leads a million times before. Why do you want to be that person? Don't you think that having self-control and seeing the bigger picture is more attractive to people? Right? We're so entrenched in our opinions, our biases, our team, our cheerleading, that we can't even help ourselves but to get into these debates. These debates where you chew each other's ears off turns into argument, turns into yelling, and then turns into disappointment. It's always a letdown at the end. Shit, didn't change his mind. No shit. You thought going into this you were going to change his mind? Come on. But, you know, it actually has an effect on the entire group. You're in a social setting, you're around 10 people, three of them get into a fruitless political argument. That destroys the vibe for other people, let alone the houses where it turns violent. And I'm not even exaggerating. People take this shit personal. People get divorced over this shit. So for real, we have to take a strong look at ourselves. From my vantage point, I see that the world, the entire political spectrum, became this whole trend. There are many trends in our times, right? Every generation has its handful of very trendy shit. In our times, politics became very trendy. As I was saying on the other episode, the way that I see it is like this. When I was younger, 12 years old, which was what? Fucking, I don't know, close to 20 years ago, I didn't have an opinion on God, and I had no opinion on politics. It didn't fucking matter. Now, because of technology, because technology is in everyone's hands, and politics and news makes its way around much easier, every goddamn 8-year-old has an opinion. It didn't used to be like this. Every 8-year-old has an opinion on God and has an opinion on politics, and we're supposed to value it too. But forget about that irony. Forget about the fact that we're supposed to value children's opinion on these topics that even adults have a hard time understanding. Forget about the irony in that. It just shows that we've ventured down a path of obsession, of negative behavior, of addiction. We've become addicted to this area of sports, and we obsess over it. We're 14, we're 15, we're fucking protesting. We don't have the education to really be a protester, to really have values and understand. Bullshit. But we do so anyway, and we learn along the way. So it's a road littered with dishonesty, ignorance. We have to take a strong look at it and take a step back. And I believe that's going to happen, by the way. I really believe how it's going to happen. If you look at social media trends and you see how they pivot and slowly transition from one type of trend to another, how we're going from media, for example, TV and radio, to podcasting, what are these patterns? What are these trendy changes that we're seeing? Well, society kind of evolves and self-corrects in a certain sense. And I believe that society will self-correct itself. If we had a graph, it would show us shooting up. It would show us really, you know, getting really high on the graph in terms of engagement in politics, entertainment politics, media, and all that stuff. And I suggest we're going to see a bit of a drop. I don't know if it's going to be in the next year or two. It might even be when I'm old or past my life. But sometime in the next 50 or 100 years, we're going to see a slow decline. And people are going to find other hobbies, healthier hobbies. You know, I forget if it was in Russia or Ukraine, but they had a serious drinking problem. Vodka might have been Russia. And they literally, the government took control and did certain things that actually lowered the mortality rate by a significant number by implementing certain rules. Maybe it was pricing or when it could be sold, and maybe they made it illegal. I totally forgot. Complete fucking brain fart right now. But we see that action could be taken on a global scale when people have a strong addiction to something. Whole society has a strong addiction to something. And trust me, entertainment politics is no different. It's an addiction. It's like watching porn. Don't look at the guy watching porn as if he's doing something funny. No, motherfucker, you are. Entertainment politics is just like watching porn. It's an addiction. Gets you off. It gets you high. We can make some big societal changes that will slowly start to pivot it and get people back thinking about life and things that actually matter to them, things they could change, things they could improve, innovation, growth, local. Stop worrying about world issues if you're not in the fucking White House or if you don't plan on being in there. Nobody cares about your opinion. You're not going to change anyone's opinion. So, entertainment politics, it fucking sucks. If you're free from it, bravo. If you're not, you could hop on the train. I do wish all the best to you and your journey, and I hope that you have the strength and courage to escape the addiction of entertainment politics, and you could grow into the healthy individual that you see yourself becoming, or that you dream of yourself becoming. Until next time, peace and love.